This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hill on The Hull Show, 1310 KFK.
Thirty-three minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Chevron. It's Tuesday. We're still having issues, aren't we, with stuff from Saturday. Joining me now, wide receiver for the UNC Bears, had an excellent game. 5 receptions, 54 yards. Should have been 6 receptions. Carver Cheeks joining me on the First Advantage Hotline. Carver, my man, thanks so much for jumping on the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right, man. I just got to ask you the obvious ones, right? Did you catch it?
Yes, sir.
You did. You caught it. 100%. You caught that. Did you talk to any of like the CSU players after the game? Did you hear it from any of the like opponent that they were like, "Yeah, dude, you caught that"?
No, I have not. It's just a lot of things I just seen on social media, but that's probably about it.
Were you like shocked? If you're looking on social media, what I saw was like 98% of Rams fans were like, "Yeah, he caught it." And if he didn't catch it, it wasn't conclusive enough to turn it over.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wild, man?
Yeah, that's wild.
All right. So, I mean, like, what's going through? So, and then, come on, you shush the crowd. They give you a penalty for that. It's turning into the no fun league like the NFL, man.
Yeah, I really didn't get what they did by throwing me the flag on that. But at the end of the day, it's football, and I'm just focused on the next week. So,
yeah, how hard is that to move on past this one? Because, I mean, for you guys, for the Bears, this could have been, maybe it would have been, the biggest win in UNC Bears history. I mean, this is a Rams team that won 8 games last year. They were a bowl team. They were 1 game away from getting into the Mountain West Championship. You got 36,000 plus fans there. It's their Ag Day, packed student section, and you guys took this thing to the limit, man. I mean, how hard is that to move past it?
Yeah, it's very hard to move past. I mean, the team went out there. We just played hard, played to the best of our ability. We were up for like 59 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
We played just like how just all of our teammates were just bought in and really everybody believed what we can do, and we just showed the world what we can do.
Yeah, this team, obviously, we know what went down last year with the one win. You guys were 36-point-plus, I don't know how much, underdogs in this game. And like you said, you led pretty much all the way through this, man. What's different about this group this year, man, compared to last year?
I'll say mainly just everybody's bought in. Everybody trusts each other. There's not like any like gray area between anybody. Like everybody's bought in. Offense is rooting for defense. Defense is rooting for offense. I just feel like the energy was just there that night. And just in general, there's a lot of energy coming from all the players and just coaches as well.
What was going through your head when you, I mean, maybe not when you're bringing that ball down, because that is, I mean, that was a hell of a catch, Carver. That was an amazing catch, dude. I think it was pass interference too.
Yeah, a lot was going through my head when I caught that. I just caught it, got up, shushed the crowd. I caught a cramp in both of my hamstrings and fell backwards, so that wasn't fun.
Oh, man. But feeling okay now?
Yes, sir.
So they call it a touchdown. You're thinking this is over, and then suddenly, you know, all scoring plays reviewed, whatever. Now they're reviewing it. They come out and announce incomplete. Walk me through that, man. How emotional was that?
Yeah, it was really emotional once I caught the ball and just really thought that we just made history and stuff like that. And then when I went to the sideline and just found out it was incomplete, I was just lost for words. I just didn't know how that whole thing went down.
I'll catch up with Ed Lamb tomorrow on the Football 52 podcast, but what did Coach say to you guys in that locker room? That had to be a difficult post game.
If I'm being honest, I don't even remember.
Yeah.
There's a lot of emotions right after the game.
Yeah. No, I totally get that. I mean, that was, dude, this game was one of the craziest games and finishes I've seen in a long time. This isn't just us in Northern Colorado talking about the Bears. The entire state, I had my Buffs guy on yesterday, the play-by-play voice for the Buffs. He interrupted me and said, no, 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 I want to talk about what happened with UNC. They deserve to win that game. How about that, man? All over the state, and you being a local guy, that's got to be kind of cool.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah, it means a lot just seeing that. But at the end of the day, I'm just focused on just 1-0 just next week. Now we're on South Dakota. That's something that happened just Saturday. I dwelled on it Sunday. But now it's just a new week. I'm just ready to go out to South Dakota.
Well, this is why you're a Division I football player, man. Not only are you a great athlete, but mentally you're in the right spot, too. And I know we're preparing for South Dakota because that is going to be a tough battle, too. But what does this do for you guys? Obviously, it shows on the scoreboard 21-17, but there has to be a brand new confidence that I have never – my time covering the Bears, I don't know if I've ever seen it going up like that, putting up that performance. I know moral victories or whatever, and I know you guys don't necessarily want to hear that, but what does a game like that do for you mentally going forward?
I would just say not only for me, just for the whole team, it put a chip on everybody's shoulder because, like, it was a close game. And just overall, just it came down to the last play, and we just played hard, and I just feel like going into next week, everybody's going to have a chip on their shoulder, and we're just going to get that 1-0 dub.
We're talking to Carver Cheeks, the man who caught that touchdown catch pass to win the game against CSU. Carver, I won't get into all the details, but I really like your story over the offseason stuff, and then you staying with this Bears team. What is your relationship like with Coach Ed Lamb?
I can't really put it into words. Just Lamb really just believed in me from the jump, just out of high school, and just me and Lamb have this connection that, like, I really don't have with any other coaching staff here, just mainly at UNC. Me and him, we just click together. He helps me, I help him, and just I just know that Coach Lamb is in my corner, and if I need something, he'll be there.
I got to tell you, man, it was a pleasure to catch up with you on one of the Football 52 podcasts. It is I'm glad you're a Bear. Let me just say that. I'm glad you're a Bear. You had a heck of a football game, my friend, and that was awesome to see so many Bears fans so excited. I think you guys gained a ton of new fans, too, over the weekend.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that kind of the thing? Like, that's what you want. When your time is done with the Bears, if you can look back and say, we went in, because I came up to college here, I'm much older than you, in 2005, and there hasn't been this kind of excitement. I've never experienced this kind of excitement. I was at that game around a Bears team. How cool would that be when it's all said and done? You take this, then you go have an awesome season, and you look back and say, we revived a Division I FCS football program.
Yeah, I'd say that's... it's cool hearing that, but, like, just me at the end of the day, I just wish we came out with just the dub on top.
Yeah.
I wish we came down as a catch. So at the end of the day, that's just what gets me is, like, I wish we could have got them, but next week it's on to South Dakota, so that's what we're really focused on.
South Dakota, that's going to be a tough team. They're 0-2, but tough opponents. And I know you guys know a lot about Lamar, too. That's who they lost to last week. But talk to us a little bit about South Dakota. I mean, that's a really good football team historically, too.
Yeah, they're a really good football team. This is like their first year head coach.
Yeah.
I mean, they started off 0-2, so they're going to be hungry trying to get a win. But we are as well, so it's just whoever comes and plays the best.
Talking to Carver Cheeks, wide receiver for the UNC Bears. All right, man, Eric Gibson Jr. I didn't know a lot about this guy. I was at a couple practices. There was a practice I was at once, Carver, and I was talking to Coach Lamb, and Eric's just kind of waiting by because he wanted to talk to Coach. But what I noticed from him, my takeaway, he's like cheering everybody on. He's pumped up. He's getting people excited. Even Castelli, who was ahead of him at the time. I mean, what ultimately a good performance by him. I mean, he was careful with the football. He was smart and then made big plays late. Talk to me about your new starting quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, well, sadly, Peter went down, but yeah, he's going to recover and come back soon healthy. But Eric, I'm just glad how he just stepped up. He didn't flinch. Coming in, starting just big game against CSU, he just proved to everybody that he's able to be here and he's able to play on just really this stage or any other stage. He's just really level-headed, and he just brings the people around him up just with him just being around.
Yeah, it just seems like you guys, like, listening to you talk and watching Eric, and it just seems like it's a good group of dudes around there. You guys just seem to really have each other's back.
Yeah, yes, sir.
All right, man. Carver, we'll let you go. I know you're a busy man. Excellent game by you. And I'm going to say it, man. Congratulations on that game, because I know it wasn't a win, but in the grand scheme of things, as far as people paying attention to this Bears team, you guys achieved something, and there's a lot of people talking about UNC on a Tuesday, and you guys did that. So well done, man, and we just wish you the best of luck. I think it's going to be a phenomenal season. Go win the Big Sky, my friend.
Thank you, and we will.
All right, man. Carver Cheeks, let's get you on again soon, my friend. I love having conversations with you, so let's try to do it again.
All right, yes, sir.
All right, man. There he is, Carver Cheeks. I mean, he handled that really well. He was confident, but he was not going over the top. And he said, you know, I asked, was it a catch? Yeah. But he didn't go into a lot of details. He said he basically, like, doesn't even know what Coach Lamb said in that post game because the emotions were. Dude, you almost had the greatest win in UNC's history. What are these guys, like, 19, 18, 20-year-old dudes? They almost did something in front of 36,000-plus fans. Most of them, 99% of them, are Rams fans, decked out in orange. And then to have it ripped away from you, that is that. CSU's going to get moments. They had, you know, they beat Boise State on the Holy Hulker. They've had crazy things happen. This was that moment for UNC. And they might never get. They could beat South Dakota. They could win the Big Sky. But there's just something special. In their home, beating an FBS team that was pretty good last year, you might not get that. Who knows if you'll get that opportunity again.
And they're an across I-25 rival. And I have to say about these 19, 20, 21-year-old kids, I would have done the exact opposite. I would have given everybody in the stadium the number one after that play because that really upset me. That was a catch.
He shushed the crowd. I mean,
shush the crowd. Come on. Everyone does that.
We can't shush the crowd.
Everyone does that.
Dude, that's what it's all about.
Everyone does that.
I've seen. Why would they call that? I've seen. Because are they getting more strict? Because I've seen basketball players going back and forth with guys on the sideline, fans on the sidelines. I've seen it. Like, why are we calling that? Shushing the crowd? He didn't even do it to any player in particular. He did it up to the crowd.
They didn't even call the pass interference. And that was pass interference. And
it
that was a great catch. And I'm just angry.
Well, it's just when you think of how close you were, you know, like the Bears, let's say the Bears like go win it all. Let's say they get in the playoffs and they win an FCS championship. Where would a win over CSU rank compared to that?
To me, it would be nothing.
A win over CSU compared to that would be nothing.
Like it would be like, oh yeah, we beat this team back there, but we won our championship.
Yeah, you're right. But still, because I don't know if the Bears are going to go win a championship. They might. CSU took Washington to the mid-third quarter at least. And I'm not knocking Washington. I'm just saying it is what it is.
Go ahead and knock Washington.
It is what it is. And UNC almost beat that team. So there's Washington, that's a mid-tier Power 4 team. There's CSU, not I wouldn't say mid-tier, G5 or whatever they are. I would say in the middle of the mid to upper. I don't know, however you want to classify that. And then UNC is considered the bottom of the basement, the bottom of the barrel in the FCS. Was. That game could have changed everything. It's really... My wife is a CSU alum. And I've told her, my kiddo is 7 years old. He's autistic. Ed Lamb has a child. His son is autistic. I think he's 14. Ed and I connect on a different level outside of just football. We share different stories. So obviously I share some of the stories with my wife. So she's become like a big fan of Ed. She doesn't care about football and the scores and stuff. But she was rooting for UNC to win that game. Yeah, I know. I probably just outed my CSU alum wife, but that doesn't matter. She was rooting for this guy because if you meet Ed Lamb, you know he's a special human being. And we say that a lot on the station, but we don't say that just about anybody. I mean, I have a lot of respect for so many coaches and players that I talk to. Some I've developed a pretty good friendship with. But Ed just, there's something different. Just something different about that guy. Texter's coming in. I know the emotions were running crazy at the end of that game. This is from Faith. I asked my son the same thing about the post-game speech from Coach Lamb, and he said he didn't fully remember just because emotions were running so high for everybody. Ugh. It's tough. 4-2-3. No call on pass interference. Ruled not a catch and penalized for taunting. Three issues that stand out way more than simply a blown call by the refs. Yeah. Should it?
That's why the Mountain West is the Mountain West and the Big Ten is the Big Ten.
Elaborate, because the officiating crew sucks or what?
It's not like that's one thing. That's one of many things. Like the Big 12 is just better. It's not just the teams. There's just an aura of professionalism that I'm sorry, Mountain West, you don't have.
That was awful. You don't call taunting there. You don't call taunting. I mean, at the time they thought the game was over, so maybe they didn't think the taunting was the worst thing in the world. Technically, the play didn't happen, right? He didn't catch it. So taunting should have been called. They should have taken the taunting call off.
I would have declined it. I would have been like, there was no taunting because we suck at our jobs.
Yeah. Carver handled that well. Excellent, excellent human. And the reason I didn't want to like put him on the spot, but he did, you know, he entered the portal. And he was looking around. And had a change of heart. Dude, the guy's a good player. I don't think it was that he wasn't getting any looks. I think he had a change of heart. He and Ed Lamb have a great relationship. And then he said, I don't want to do that. I want to stay here. And Ed said, well, you know, my rule, like you enter the portal, that's it. Unless you want to be a walk-on and basically start at the bottom of the roster and work your way up. I bet it didn't take long to work his way up because you need he's talented. You want him on your team. So anybody that had an issue with that, 49 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We got Mike Brohard joining us coming up, and we'll start turning the page. CSU's on a bye week, but now that UTSA game is just absolutely huge, monumental for Jay Norvell and Braden Fowler Nicolosi. We're just getting started here. If you go anywhere, you'll regret it. We'll be right back.
To the pros, we have your football on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.